Jim Moore on WRCO. This is Phil Nee saying happy trails to you. We're going to put our little records away and have some friends stop by the morning show studios next hour here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The news this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Harris and former President Trump both on the campaign trail for the first time since their Wednesday debate. Harris will be in North Carolina and Trump will be in Arizona. Tropical Storm Francine hitting New Orleans is a Category 2. ABC's Jim Ryan says it's now a tropical storm.
The winds have died substantially, but Francine's torrential rains have brought the ongoing threat of flooding.
Saw water starting to seep in everywhere, and we saw the water coming out from our toilet and our bathtub.
He lives on the southern shore of Lake Pontchartrain. The one known injury resulting from the storm was to a Louisiana state trooper who was hit by a falling tree.
The first ever private spacewalk.
SpaceX's go for spacewalk operations.
Happening this morning, high above the Earth, billionaire Jared Isaacman funding the mission and taking part in the walk with a SpaceX engineer. Three big wildfires continue burning in Southern California. The Bridge Fire, now more than 50,000 acres. This is ABC News. Firefighters in Southern California getting a bit of a break in the fight against three big wildfires with lower temperatures today. ABC's Mola Lenghi is in Riverside County.
The devastating airport fire forcing thousands and thousands of people to flee, some coming home to find nothing left.
We packed up the kids and got out of there. Not a couple hours later, we heard our house was just leveled.
Joe Caruso and his family lost the home he grew up in, built by his father in the 80s.
The biggest of the fires, the Bridge Fire, is now more than 50,000 acres and 0% contained. Thousands of Boeing workers set to vote today on a tentative contract deal, but there are indications they may vote it down and could go on strike as soon as tomorrow. Rescue crews in British Columbia have now freed a humpback whale that may have been tangled up in fishing gear, possibly for months. It took 4 days of cutting lines before the whale was finally able to swim away. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Sunny and warm today, a high in the mid-80s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some high clouds move in tonight, a low of 58. For Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and still warm, a high of 82. Friday night, cloudy, a slight chance of showers and a low of 60. For Saturday, near 80, with a 30% chance of spotty showers.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Oak Hooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Remember, we have those records for sale here. I didn't mean to hurt anybody's feeling by saying record collectors are nerds, but I tell you, it's a fun, fun, fun thing for them. You get a little nerdy, just like collecting comic books and all kinds of other things. Oak Hooch Books and Libations, where there's collections of great things with really smart guys telling us which one. Downtown Richland Center.
50% off. That's 50%. 50% off. Krogan's Hardware in Boscobel is now 50% off.
What do they have, you ask?
Power tools, hand tools, lawn and garden, grass seed and fertilizer, work gloves, small appliances, Weber grills, hunting items, rental equipment, dinette sets, furniture, trimmers, humidifiers, paint, plumbing, electrical, and more.
Now, all half price.
Krogan's will close the door soon.
First come, first served.
Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday till 4. Excludes large appliances, but they're on sale too. Krogan's retirement sale ends soon. Come to Boscobel and save store-wide.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
This is the final week to shop the back-to-school blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO. Today we have some Riverdale professionals with us here in the studios from Riverdale Schools. In fact, Jeff Campbell is here along with Kelly Schaefer, Lynn Terrell, Sherry Wilkinson, and Jesse Kinney joining us in the studio to talk about all the good things going on at Riverdale this year. Well, Jeff, here we go. The school year is already underway.
Yeah, we are. We had a great start to the school year. Our elementary had a great assembly kind of to finish off that first week, led by Jen Mao and Larry Swigum, and just kind of set the expectations and get the kids excited about the year. And then our junior high school also held the assembly for the first full day on that Wednesday and did a little neat intro for all the staff, and they just had some facts about each teacher that probably the kids don't know much about, but just a way, some neat fun facts about them that I think start those conversations and those relationship building right off. So pretty neat start.
That is an awesome idea. What were some of the fun facts about the principal?
Not sure. No, we don't want to go down that road. No, right now. But it was neat to see some of the stuff teachers put in that really, even you've known these people for a while and you're like, wow, really? You did that? Or, you know, you've done that? Or has that happened in your life? So it was pretty good. We found out that Coach Thompson's learning the guitar. That was one I heard about. So, so that's kind of a step up in his, his world out of the sports world. So
he's starting a band, it sounds like.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Yeah.
Yep. We'll look for that soon. We'll have to put him on the air. What about some other things? You've got a lot of extracurriculars going on. I know the football season, you've had a football game at home, volleyball tonight. So
yeah, we have. So our fall sports are off and kicking. We'll have our first volleyball meet tonight at home. And that's one thing we've implemented this year with our home events is all students are free. And that's something that was new this year and that our school board supported and passed. So all of our students have the opportunity to get out to these events, and we encourage it. And it's just kind of one more layer to build that school spirit and kind of remove that boundary if that those cost was an issue, so that students get their opportunities to be there. And, you know, it saves families some money, and maybe mom and dad will take along too and just get some more interest in our programs. So that'll be our first volleyball home one tonight, and then football. Football will have a home game on Friday. That'll be their second home game. And then our cross country is in action pretty much. They're in action Saturday, Tuesday. They'll be in action again this Saturday. But we have two home events for cross country this year in October that we'll be talking about probably the next time around, including the conference meet. So that's a pretty big event to bring to our area, especially with how well our cross country conference does always in the state level.
off and running. I don't think it's real typical for schools to let students in free for events. I mean, that's a great thing.
Yeah, it is a great thing. And I think a couple schools in the area have kind of started down that road. It's just we want our kids there, and it's a better environment for them to be in than necessarily off doing whatever, you know, and they're there supporting their fellow classmates. And it's a real big thing for our younger kids, I think, to see our older kids in action. And it just builds excitement for our programs and sees our kids in a different realm. And it gets everybody a little more excited about school and being part of that community. And kind of with our theme this year of building relationships within our district, that's another way that we're doing that. So we're allowing that school spirit to happen. We want to take away a barrier of that, get them there. We're all building one big community, one big family, and building those relationships that we want at Riverdale.
I think you wanted to talk a little bit about school lunch.
Yeah. We had some things this year. We had a couple donations with our school lunch program that to help our kids out a little bit. Muscadet Utilities and our Muscadet Lions Club has contributed to our school lunch program in a way as far as a donation to help students that are struggling to kind of pay for the lunches. So we put that into a fund, and when families are in need or we have to kind of clear up some balances, we'll do that. And we really appreciate those organizations coming through and allowing or supporting that endeavor that we have. And it's another situation where our community understands, you know, the situation some of our families are in, and they want our kids to be, you know, to be fed during the day and to feel healthy and happy while they're at school. And that's another big piece of building our community environment.
That's above and beyond free and reduced lunch then?
Yeah, it is. Yep. It just helps a number of people. Maybe they're not, you know, in the free and reduced lunch realm, but right on the edge, or somebody in the free and reduced, not free, but in the reduced realm that can kind of help out too. And they understand that struggle for some families, and they're making best for those kids because they want what's best for our kids in our community.
I know you get great support from the business community, and that happens like for supplies for the schoolrooms too, right?
Yeah, definitely. We had a number of groups that also donated to our supply and room this year, and led by the Lions Club with their Stuff the Bus program, which is well publicized, and they've really donated a good amount of supplies along with a monetary donation. We had the Simonson family, Community First Bank. We had the Blue River Methodist Church. All of these organizations have contributed to our school supplies, and we have random donations and anonymous donations throughout the school year too that come in and just donate things to us to make sure the kids have what they need. And it's a big part of what we want to do within our district to keep that relationship going, but very giving community. We're very fortunate to have them with us.
Earlier this week, we talked about the fall opener for the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce, but the school is certainly served well by the Chamber of Commerce, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think this is a big event for our community and for the chamber, and we'll you know, we try to get some of our groups involved. We have kids go down and help with setup, help with serving, and then help with some cleanup. And then the chamber does give some money back to some of those groups and organizations that are willing to help out for those things. So it's very, very nice of them to do that. It's, you know, it's not something that they don't have to do, but they do. They want to get those kids involved, and they want to show that they're, you know, part of this too. But our chamber is a big part of our community, and it's, you know, a backbone of this big event for the fall opener. It's kind of the opening of everything, you know, for the school year, the season. It's just, you know, for them, just kind of a way that they can showcase and give back to, you know, to the community.
Well, you brought some staff members along today. Can you tell us about the staff you brought?
Yeah, we have a great thing at Riverdale. We have educational coaches that we have, and we have three of them in our district. And this is a great support for our staff and our teachers. Without them, you know, it's kind of takes a burden off some of the teachers on certain things that we're doing within our district. Can take a burden off of me. They can kind of have, and our principals, they can kind of designate certain things that are going on throughout the state of Wisconsin, different acts and things that are in place, and they each kind of have their area which they show that support for our district and our administration and our teaching staff. We have Kelly Schaefer, Lynn Terrell, and Cherry Wilkinson make up that team, and I just wanted to kind of highlight them and show the support that they give for our district and the teaching staff here at Riverdale.
Great. Thanks for bringing them along. We'll put Kelly on the spot first here, if we could. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Tell us about your role at the school. What is your title?
Okay, my title is Coordinator of Instruction and Technology. That includes, I'm responsible for basically the leadership, the development, and the management of our 4K through 12 curriculum and the technology programming that goes with that. And then in addition to that, I am an instructional coach, which is what Jeff just alluded to. My primary role as an instructional coach is to help with mainly science and social studies in K-12, but also getting the new teachers onboarded. So when we have a new staff or a new teacher to the district, I help onboard them, get them going with all of their programming, and just kind of support them throughout the year as they navigate Riverdale for the first time. And then I help with the junior high and high school math. That's where I started, was as a math coach, and I just couldn't give that up. So I do help out at the junior high and high school with math.
Wow. Keeps you busy during the day, it sounds like. But
definitely.
You never get bored, I'm guessing, do you?
I am not bored, no.
How many years have you been with the district?
Oh, boy. I've been there over 10 years. You know that I worked at Ithaca at one time. I also have been at Platteville, but I was at Riverdale and I came back to Riverdale. So I think that says something about Riverdale. I left Platteville to return to Riverdale because I just am passionate about making the place that I grew up and that supported me a great place for our future. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Tell me about the AP program.
Okay, so the AP program, another little part of my role is the district assessment coordinator. And in that, AP falls into that because there is assessment in there. So AP has been going strong here for a while now, and we keep building that. Last year, we had over 33% of our seniors took and passed an AP course. So we're really proud about that. We currently this year, we have an AP art class, AP US history, AP psychology, AP English lit, which our coworker here, Jessie Kinney, is part of. She helps with that one. And two math classes. We have AP stats and AP calculus. And then we also have AP music theory being offered this year. So it's a wide range for our kids. Great opportunity for them because we do provide the test for them to take at the end of the year. And if they pass that with a 3 or better out of 5 in most cases, then they earn college credit for wherever they're going to go. Two of those programs are also CAP programs. So through UW Oshkosh, they can take a placement test for the math. And if they place into those, then they can earn credits for both stats and AP Calc before they go off to college. So it's a great opportunity for our kids. I'm excited about it.
That's amazing, Kelly. And how things have changed, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about being college ready. If you go in and you have almost, you know, you could almost have your first year almost taken care of, couldn't
right?
you?
Well, I think we sent a student, and Mr. Campbell might correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think we sent a student with over 60 credits last year.
Wow.
To start at UW-Madison. So that's mm-hmm. pretty phenomenal.
What a good start.
Yes.
It is.
Yep.
Sounds good. Talk about some other things that you do at Riverdale. Kelly.
Okay, well, I love my team that I work with as instructional coaches. One of the things that the district has entrusted us with is we are able to run some professional development for our staff. That's in addition to the coaching. So we might run some different coaching cycles where we're helping people with a new curriculum. For instance, our K through 8 is working on new science curriculum this year. So we'll be in there to support them with that. We also help to choose that with them in a process. But we also get to do like large group professional development. So this year our theme is Every Minute Matters. So we've really been working on like, what is it that makes Every Minute Matters for our students and also for our staff. So we model that throughout the building. We're very, you know, we really want people to know that we're there for the kids every minute and that it does matter what we are doing throughout the day. We also have PLCs in our buildings, which are professional learning communities, and we kind of, I guess I would say maybe manage or oversee those to help support people as they're making goals. So I'll give an example. We have our fourth grade team, for example, right now has looked at their data and they're saying, okay, I see that maybe a place we could make some improvements on is writing paragraphs. So Lynn Terrell, our reading specialist, will then go in and support them. Once every 6 days, she goes in and they have a meeting about looking at data and how that's kind of like, how are they working on writing these paragraphs? What can we do to support kids while they're writing? And then the three of us look at a lot of data together also. So we're a very data-driven district. So we have many different places that data comes from, and we use that to make high-end decisions about what curriculum we're using, but we also use it to make all the way down to the individual student, like how can we help this particular student with what they still need to learn.
I think that better serves the student population, because I think about a student that might be struggling in one area, you can kind of nip some things in the bud, so to speak.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And our interventionists will probably, Sherry and Lynn are both interventionists as well, so they'll probably touch on that a little bit about how we do that process and how we get kids help that they need individually.
Every minute matters, though. It's a great
thing.
Every
minute matters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you still having some early outs during the school year?
So we went last year, we started something different where instead of having an early release, every couple of weeks, we're going to like a few different days throughout the year. That's so that we have the whole day to work as a staff, but that also like is a cost saving measure for a district because we're not running buses and those sort of things. So the time hasn't changed that we get to spend together. It's just easier on the district's budget to do it this way. So we do have one. I think our next one's coming up on October 16th, and we have some things planned for that. In addition to the PD, like that we were talking about for Every Minute Matters, I know that one that we're very progressive, I think, in letting our staff tell us, like, what is it that you need help with? So we do a lot of talking with the staff about what they need help with, and they'll let us know if there's a program that they need help with. And so like on the 16th, we'll be running a Zello training for our staff, and that's a program that we use for career development. So
the teachers learn as well along the way.
They do.
I've been fortunate to be at the last couple of Riverdale Foundation presentations where they give you some money for your classrooms, mm-hmm. and everything like that. And for some of the things that I hear about, I'd like to be a mouse in the corner sometimes for some of these programs that are going on.
Yeah, pretty awesome foundation. So we're really lucky to have them support our district.
You don't invite old people from the community to go in and watch or anything, do you?
Oh, sure. You can come in anytime.
Might just do that. Lynn Terrell is with us as well. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Tell us about your role at Riverdale.
Well, I'm one of the instructional coaches. I focus on literacy. I'm a reading specialist, and part of my day is spent working with staff and some of the things Kelly talked about. And then part of the day, I'm a Title I reading intervention teacher, so I do work with students about half of the day.
Tell us about, I know there have been some new initiatives that have been coming down from the state, Riverdale adapting those.
Yes. So the focus is on early literacy across the state, and some of the mandates require some professional development training. And those things have been in place the last two summers. So we've been meeting over the summers to get that professional development finished in our district. And then, you know, as we're starting the school year, we're working on putting some of those best practices into place in our classrooms. And that's really focusing on 4K through about third grade.
Mm-hmm. So the early years.
The early years, right.
Getting them started at the right, on the right step. And obviously seeing a problem there early on and maybe correcting it quickly if you can then. So.
Yes, I think the overall goal across the state is to make sure that we're, you know, getting that intervention and that help to our earliest learners as soon as possible. And we as a district have been doing that for a number of years, but this whole process is just helping us maybe fine-tune some of the things that we could and using some new assessment tools and things like that. So we're working on putting all of those pieces into place to meet those requirements and really just delivering instruction to kids that they need when they need it.
How important is it to encourage kids to read?
Well, that is important. Motivation is a really key factor, I think, sometimes in literacy instruction, too. And through one of those foundation grants, I was able to get some funds to continue this Book Fairy project. So not only do I wear those other hats in the district, but I'm also known as the Book Fairy, which the younger kids are really enjoying. I already started that this fall with our kindergarten students, and they were just excited to have that Book Fairy come visit again from last year. They remember me, and so it's been really fun. And just exposing them to other types of books and genres that they might not typically want to pick up. So,
what is the most favorite book of those kindergartners? Is there one particular author or one particular title that goes really well?
Actually, when they're younger, they love all books.
All books.
Yeah, they're pretty excited. It doesn't seem to matter what I choose to bring in that day. They're just so excited to engage in, reading with someone else. So.
And the illustrations are important, too, at that
age. Absolutely. In the younger grades, they are really important. In the older grades, we tend to do like first chapter Fridays, or, you know, a visit when I come in is to sort of introduce them to the book, you know, give them a little hook, and then they're really excited to be the book winner that week and get a chance to read that book themselves.
We've talked about it on this program before, about finding something that, you're interested in, you know, to keep kids motivated. And you probably encourage that, too, to find a subject or a topic, whether it's hunting or whatever, to get them going. Then, right,
right. Last year, I think one of the books I chose focused either on wrestling or basketball during that season, just because it's something that, you know, some of those other students that might not want to pick up a book might be tempted to pick up a book about something they're interested in. So try to spread the kind of books that I choose across, you know, different genres, different types. Mystery is always a good one, too.
You know, reading is important. You know, a lot of people are going to see it digitally, but you still want them to hold that book in their hand, I'm sure, don't you?
We do. There's... you know, any way they choose to read is probably okay, but it's always a little more, there seems to be a little more engagement when you have a physical book in your hands, so.
And I'm guessing you encourage parents, because parents reading to their kids, that's a great thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just that oral language development that happens before they even get to our doors, coming through the school doors, is really important. So anytime they're reading at home is a big plus.
Anything else you'd like to add about that today, Lynn?
We do offer some other enrichment opportunities, I guess I would say. So following up with the Book Fairy project there, as the kids get older, we can involve them in things like competitions called Lit Wars and Battle of the Books. And we also try to provide young author events that we get to go to sometimes. So there's opportunities from early on all the way through.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Absolutely. We'll come back and talk more about Riverdale Schools and some of the great things going on during the new school year. Thanks to Kelly Schaefer and Lynn Terrell. And coming up, we'll talk to Sherry Wilkinson and Jesse Kinney. And we might even get Jeff Campbell back in here, if he will, when the morning show continues.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the Back to School Supply Drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
prescription center, where your family always comes first.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
We are talking about all the great things going on at Riverdale Schools now. Welcome back to our morning show. Sherry Wilkinson is here to join us next. Sherry, tell us a little bit about what you do at the school.
Yeah, so I transitioned to a new role a few years ago after teaching first grade for 13 years. I now am a math instructional coach for our elementary and then a math interventionist where I get the opportunity to work with kids.
Okay. Do you miss the classroom, or are you still in the classroom a little bit?
My heart is still in the classroom. I love what I do now. I feel like my impact is a little more broad now. I get to help teachers, which then, you know, impacts kids. But I think that afternoon where I get to work with kids still, it fills my heart enough. And I do take any opportunity to get into the classroom, even if it's just to kind of walk around and watch, and it makes me happy.
Is it all levels of math that you're involved in?
So I am in the elementary, so I work with 4K through 6th grade. Specifically with math instruction. And then as a coaching team, we kind of, we work with teachers on all things teaching, you know, the art of teaching, just there to serve as a support system for anything that they need as, you know, new teachers come in and kind of learn the ways, and then old teachers who maybe need a reminder about, their passion or new things coming out, best practices.
With math, I think sixth grade was when the kids finally lost me, you know? So, I mean, after that, they were on their own, basically.
I will say, I do love math, but once we get to the higher levels, I'm more there as a sounding board and maybe not, you know, helping them with the skills. But, yeah, we have a great math teaching staff at Riverdale, and Kelly is sure an expert in that area, so she's always willing to step in.
Tell me about the Queen of Tens.
Oh, so, you know, of all the roles and hats that I wear, besides being a mom, I think this is my favorite. So in kindergarten, I am known as the Queen of Tens, and I have an outfit that I wear, and I make a visit every 10th day of school. And it really helps the kids to learn that base 10 system. And after, I'm like a local celebrity. I mean, in the hallways, I don't know that kids even know that my name is Mrs. Wilkinson. I am just the queen. And I'll be even out in public at Walmart and I'll hear, "It's the queen." And then I also, you know, have to remind people at my house when I go home that I am the queen. And that is my preferred name.
Your costume must not disguise you enough, though. They see
Well, you know, first grade comes around, and these kids that knew me as the queen in kindergarten, the first couple times they see me come into the room, I get this look, and it's like now they know that I
wait, I thought you were the queen. No, well, I am, but I'm also Mrs. Wilkin.
They see behind the curtain a little bit, don't they? Yeah. Oh, that's fun. What about math coaching duties? I guess you talked about that a little bit, but could you expound on that somewhat?
Yeah, so our focus is on, you know, just being there to support teachers in whatever realm they need. So Kelly kind of touched on this. Our teaching staff is wonderful, and they often come to us and they say, hey, I really want to improve. My math stations aren't looking the way that I want them to. What are some ideas? And that's the point in the conversation where our coaching duties, like, do you just want me to hear you? Or do you want some help? Do you want some advice? And that might look like going into your room and co-teaching with you for a while, or just researching some best practices or strategies, or sometimes getting that teacher into a teammate's classroom. Oh, it's going really well in this other classroom. I'll come cover your class while you go over there and watch to see and just spark some ideas. So we help a lot in that way. And then also just looking at data and deciding what best practices we can put into place to improve student achievement.
Okay. Does Riverdale have a math team?
I think in the high school there is a math team. In the fourth and fifth graders have an opportunity to compete in a math 24 tournament throughout the year, and that's pretty fun. So it's a team of four kids, and 24 is a math game that the kids learn how to play. And then we have the opportunity to go to CESA and compete against other schools from the area in a 24 tournament. So it's kind of like a little taste of what the math team will be like once they get over to our junior high and high school.
I see. That's fun. And I was on the math team once too, but I was more of a locker room guy. You know, say, hey, good job, guys. What about STEM club? Can you tell us about that, Sherry?
Sure, yeah. Another role that I have is to kind of offer some enrichment opportunities in our district. So last year we started with a foundation grant. We were awarded the super grant. So we had over $1,000 to get a STEM club up and running. We offered it to 5th through 8th graders, and we met on Monday nights. And I will be the first to say that I have a passion for STEM, but I don't know a lot about it. But the kids do. And we had robotics, and we had coding systems that we just put in front of them. And on Monday nights, it was amazing to see just the curiosity and the exploration that went on. And that is something that we're going to run again this year for our 5th through 8th graders. Another enrichment opportunity that we had, we participated in an energy competition last year. It was called Keep, and we received a grant to install, it was called an e-gauge, on our electrical system at the school, and it would monitor our electric usage to the minute, actually to the second. You could see the graph go up and down. And then our students had a 6-week window where we had to implement actions to try to decrease our electrical usage throughout the day, and we competed against schools all over the state, and we were, as a first-year competitor, we placed second place in the state for that spring competition, so that was pretty cool.
What were some things you did? Shut off the lights during certain times?
Yeah, so the kids implemented a light initiative where they made little like reminders that went by the light switches. The kids designed them. They were in charge of placing them throughout the school, and the teachers in the building really jumped on board with it. The kids got really involved. We actually ran one of the actions that we could do to earn points was to have a school-wide competition with lights. And so we had our team out in the hallways, and anytime a classroom wasn't in their classroom, if their lights were off, they received a point. And we ran it for a week, and it was really fun. Everyone got really into it. So we did a light initiative, and also another way that we earned points, we pinpointed a peak time in our day when we saw a spike in our energy usage. And it happened to be during recess when the doors would open and shut a lot. And we figured out that our HVAC system was having to kick on to maintain the temperature. So then our team decided they were going to kind of monitor those doors and make the kids pile up before they opened to let them out for recess. So that was a cool thing, too.
That's awesome to make them energy aware, yes, like that, yep, because most of us never think about those
kinds
of things.
Yeah, it was very cool. And actually, Tim Redmond, our head of grounds, he thought it was awesome too. He had that e-gauge up on his computer and he was racking his brain trying to figure out ways that he could help decrease our energy usage too. So everyone was loving it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And talking about working with robots and things like that, I know there are competitions there too, but those kind of things fascinate me.
Yeah, it is fascinating. And I love to watch because, I mean, these kids, they can learn how to code robots so quickly. And, you know, when they ask me, they get stuck on something and it's kind of a good learning opportunity because I can honestly say, I don't know. You're going to have to trial and error, but it is really neat, and we've been really fortunate to use that foundation grant to buy some cool robotic systems.
That's awesome. We're going to talk a little bit about homecoming as well. Jesse Kinney is here. That's kind of your area of expertise. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. It is. We have all these wonderful academic-focused people, and then I get to come in and be the socialite here and work on our school climate and bringing in some of the fun to kind of balance that out.
Oh, homecoming is coming up at the end of this month, then, am I right?
It is. September 23rd through the 27th is our homecoming week with our dance on that Saturday. So okay. It is fast approaching.
What is the theme this year?
This year we are A Night in New York. So I'm intrigued to see how we're going to turn some floats into meeting this theme for our competitions. But the kids, they always come up with something, so...
It's fairly typical, I'm sure, the time that Riverdale usually has homecoming, but it doesn't give you a lot of time when school starts to get rolling with this, does it?
It doesn't. This is actually okay. We've had some years in the past where I feel like it was the second week of school, and that was really pushing it. But this year, I feel like we have also figured out some systems. We've kind of maintained our same scheduling. The kids are familiar with their roles, their responsibilities, and now they're pretty much ready to roll. We are almost completely ready for homecoming a week early now. As far as the classes met yesterday, they've started talking skits. They've started planning where they're float building. So we're getting better at getting prepared earlier.
So give us a little bit of a time frame then, you can, when everything's going to be happening that week.
Yeah. So Monday and Tuesday, we get our kids out in the community, and each class is responsible for different businesses, and they go out and window paint, and they have specifications. Like, they get judged on the theme, the color, the number of kids participating, and then they do that for Monday, Tuesday morning. They start working on skits because we do that. We film that now and have like a live movie showing later in the week. And the Monday and Tuesday, doing that during the school hours has allowed us to make sure more kids are involved. The only thing that's completed outside of our school hours is our float building. And they actually usually start that on Sunday night. And that's helped some because a lot of our kids are involved in multiple activities. So trying to get that done during the week when we have, you know, volleyball and football and any other things going on, cross country is running, it's hard to get those kids together. So Monday and Tuesday, we get out in the community, we paint windows, we do chalk outside by the football field, they start filming, and then later in the week, we have student council activities on Thursday for both our junior high and our high school kids, and then on Friday, we have a whole district assembly where we pile everybody into the elementary building, and we do class cheers, which is maybe my favorite thing for the entire week, when you get to hear all like the 4K cheering and chanting their graduation year. And it's fun to watch our upperclassmen lead and go over there and help them because it's confusing yet and it's fast for them, but they go and help, and then it's just the best. Like, it's goosebumps every year. And then we have our parade at 2 o'clock on Friday with our football game following that night and the dance on Saturday.
So I'm trying to think, the 4K, what would they be chanting? Is that 20? No.
Math people? What do we got here? I have no idea.
What is it, Kelly? 34.
So they a lot of times will say 3-4, say 3-4, say 3-3-3-3-3-4. So it's a mouthful for those little ones to get out, but they do a great job, and I think they get more excited after they see like the big kids run over to help them, and they're not intimidated by them, and it's really fun, and it sets the tone for, like, I know it's the end of the week, but it kind of gets them going, and hopefully makes them more likely to say hi to some of those kids when they see them in their jerseys, and just get them excited about being at Riverdale.
It's a nice parade too, down Wisconsin Avenue, and anybody wants to be a part of it, they can, right?
Absolutely. If you are interested in that, please call the high school. Tanner Williamson is in charge this year. He will gladly take any and all entries, and it's a great parade. Our students are involved, our bands are involved. We have a decent amount of floats, but we will always take more floats to make that better. our school loves it, and it's great when we do it during the day, because doing it on the weekend, I don't know how many kids would be able to get there.
Are you saying 38?
We're going to change our answer.
38?
The fourth graders will graduate in 2038.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. 38. All right. You know, and you talked about the skits, too. A lot of times as a teacher, you know that you've made an impact when they're impersonating you at the skits, right?
Yes. We do our best to say that you do not get bonus points for imitating staff, but they've done a good job about being able to positively portray staff tendencies, I will say that. So okay. That's a good way to put it. But they've done a really good job. It's been fun to see as they're far better than I at iMovie and editing techniques and where they come up with filming and how creative they are. So every year it's been very exciting. I mean, it follows the volleyball match on Thursday night, so it can be a late night, which also is great because it impedes their toilet papering time as well. So it's a double bonus. But yeah, the skits, they've done a really great job. And there are many staff appearances. And I even feel like we've had, I doubt Mr. Campbell, even though he's now not in our high school building, I'm pretty certain he'll probably still make an appearance in many of the skits.
Thinking he will. Yeah, exactly. Show him a lot of respect there. Mm-hmm. So what is your role at the school? I didn't ask you that at the outset.
I am a special education case manager and teacher. I co-teach some English classes. Just like everybody else, I get to wear many different hats. I now, you know, we have the Book Fairy and the Queen of Tens. I got to come up with something for myself for homecoming as well now, because I feel like this is my week, but mine's only a week. You guys get the whole year. So.
And your volleyball coach.
And I get to coach a wonderful group of young ladies. So,
and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
You bet, against Fenimore. Jeff, anything that you'd like to add here at the end to kind of cap off our broadcast about Riverdale? I know you've scheduled to come on with us each month, and you brought along some very capable people here today.
Yeah, I think that's going to be kind of our theme moving forward, is we're going to have a number of staff members, number of people that will be coming along with me to kind of just talk about the great things we do at Riverdale and to highlight the people that work here, because it's a team approach, as I said a couple months ago, and it's been a team approach in the past. That's just kind of what Riverdale is and was built with the people that were here before us, and we're going to continue that moving forward. So I want to highlight those people and the tremendous work they do, especially these four. We wouldn't be as successful as we are in a number of areas without the work that these people put in. With this homecoming week, I said that was one thing when I was principal about 5 years ago. It's like I walked in and I met with Jesse and I was like, all right, we're good to go. You know, there wasn't a whole lot that I had to worry about. And so that's what people do at Riverdale. And that's what we kind of pride ourselves on, is everybody picks each other up and plays their role. And that's what makes us so successful.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming in today.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Jeff Campbell, superintendent at Riverdale, along with Kelly Schaefer and Lynn Terrell, Sherry Wilkinson, and Jesse Kinney.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Jamie Mockovic Sporting Goods Collection Auction. With over 40 guns, tons of ammunition, and a huge selection of sporting goods and equipment, you wouldn't believe the hunting items, scopes, fishing equipment, mounts, antlers, and even a Harley-Davidson motorcycle for sale at this auction. This is a live auction only. This auction is Friday, September 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info and a complete listing at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A great event going on this weekend in our area is the upcoming Bethlehem Lutheran and Jed's Repair Fall Festival, which is happening Saturday. Joining us is Daniel Lewig as we look at that thing. It's already a year that's passed since the last one we talked about. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it has been time flies. We see that how often within it. So it's already here upon us again, but that also means that it's time for the familiar sights and smells of this time of year. So you have the pigskin fever is in full swing. I already have one round of chili already made for that. Ooh. And then it's pumpkin spice as far as the eye can see. So ready or not, here is fall.
I know the first thing that comes to mind when I think about your fall festival is the car show, and it was very successful last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was fantastic last year. First time, because going back to last year within it, our first time using the entire amount of space that we have. It was the largest multifaceted event that we've ever done, coming off of all the renovations that were taking place within it. And the classic car show, we had 50 classic cars that were there that there's plenty to gawk at and drool over. From the sounds of it, we expect it to be even larger than last year within, as word of mouth has spread and the type of car show and things that we do. It's something that word is continuing to spread on. And looking forward to seeing what else we can check out here this year. I mean, you found some fun ones to take a look at too, didn't you?
I did. There were some beauties there, and I really loved, I think the Phil Nee Award went to someone who had a classic truck that was really cool. So I know they're all shapes and sizes. The other thing I remember about last year is, I don't know if you had some divine intervention or what, but it was raining. I'm driving out of Richland Center. I'm like, oh no, they're going to get rained on. And just outside of Rockbridge, no rain and sunshine. So you were living right last year.
You know, usually when it comes to me, I'm better than any meteorologist at predicting rain. If I plan an event, you can bank on it. And there's about an 18-month stretch where that was true every single time. My council president said, Pastor, you're the only one I know that can plan an event in the middle of a drought and find rain. So that was normally the case, but it worked out. It worked last year, and I think we're finally past the jinxing on those sides. So I'm ready to hang up my meteorologist skills and let someone else take that baton. It worked out well weather-wise last year, and it seems like it's going to be beautiful this Saturday, too.
It does. So vehicle enthusiasts, if they're listening, do they have to pre-register, Daniel?
Yeah, no pre-registering needed. You can do it day of when you get there. It is a trophy show, so I believe there's 25 trophies. I could be misremembering the number, but it's at least that amount for it. The trophies were pretty substantial last year, with a lot of comments on not knowing what this would be or what the the reward potential is within it, and I came away impressed. We have someone that takes this very seriously, has been in a lot of car shows himself, and helps to put this together, and he put on a fantastic show last year, and now we're set to go this year. This year was even better. We now know what we're doing. That's a scary thought, too, isn't it? Now that we've already been through this once, you already know, like, here's what went really well, here's what we could tweak and make better. When it comes to signing up for it, just a day of, there's a $10 registration fee, but it comes with a free spaghetti dinner, a ticket that goes with that. So so you're winning with something regardless with the, and that's another thing we've perfected, is that that spaghetti dinner is now legendary. So it's becoming well known for the event, and people have called and asked, is that spaghetti happening? And I said, you betcha it is.
Yeah, that'll be a staple of it. Plus, Tiny Acres Farms are going to invade Rockbridge, it sounds like.
Yeah, they're a blast, aren't they? You know, it's been fun working with them. And last year I got to make friends with Samson. I decided, you know what, we could actually be historically accurate for our live nativity. Rather than having a kangaroo, which is fun, having an actual camel at the live nativity makes us a little more historically accurate there. So Samson was made his winter debut with that. He had a couple things to say about the temperatures. I'm not sure who's going to be with us with the Tiny Acres Petting Zoo this Saturday, but it's the full outdoor petting zoo. It's a chance to see all sorts of animals and have some fun and entertainment within it. Great for families. So again, this event is not just for car enthusiasts. Whether it's you have one yourself or just like to gawk at them like I do, but there's also a lot of family-based activities, and Tiny Acres is going to be the headline of that.
Lots of things for kids to do. Face painting and all kinds of activities.
Yeah, this is one where if someone likes to bring their car to it and trying to find someone, well, how can I convince the family to go too? So I also have an excuse to go to this one, right? This event's for you. We have from the petting zoo that's going to be there. We have an apple cider press demonstration, more importantly, tasting. So we've had apples from Oakwood that will be there for that, and a chance to connect with that. That was a wonderful opportunity last year. Happy to bring that one back. For the kids getting into the car side of things, for the preschool age, so ages roughly 3 to 6, we're going to have a preschool classic car pedal car drag race. So think of putting your kiddo into a 1957 Chevy style car and having fun with that. That's new for this year, so we'll have an opportunity for that. There is a wiffle ball home run derby that will be taking place on our field. That is a third size replica of Fenway Park. So if you're a baseball fan, you can always appreciate that. That is for kids as well as kids at heart. I think a lot of parents will have just as much fun trying to see if they can launch one over the Green Monster. We have our fence enclosed playground, 10,000 square foot early childhood age specific playground, but it's for many ages, especially with the swings and everything else there. Our new nature trail will be available for people to take a look at and do within it. So this is a full indoor and outdoor opportunity. Craft fair and bake sale will also be going along with this. So there's going to be something for everyone this Saturday.
Well, tell me about the nature trail and how far that goes and what it's going to feature.
Yeah, that's new for us with our preschool. This fall, we launched essentially a nature preschool. And what that is and is geared towards is at every age, but especially at this age, they're not designed to sit behind a desk with a worksheet, right? It's about movement-based, being engaged, and also a chance to connect with nature. All the research says that the more time that you have a chance just to be out in nature, not even with necessarily something planned, just a chance to look around at the world around you, it unlocks things in little minds. A chance to explore and just use your sense of wonder. And then with some intentional opportunities within it, can go for hunts on things. The first week of school, they went to find sticks to make literal stick figures as part of a project they were doing. That's the extent of my art skills anyway, so it's nice to see another way to turn it 3D and make it better than what I could do. But going up and finding those things and finding what they were looking for, it was just a great way to kick it off. And there's going to be additional like letter hunts, things that are hidden up there for them to go like on a treasure hunt to find, but for like the letter of the day or letter of the week, for things being worked on, a way to utilize that. There's Not yet, but there's going to be log seating up there for an open area that's going to be like a nature classroom to go with that. So from our preschool standpoint, if anyone is looking for a preschool, part-time or full-time, we still have some openings available within that. And this is one of the things that they get to utilize. Again, we can't pick up the school and move it 5 miles closer to town, but we can give you an experience that you can't get in town. And so for that 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and 4-year-old, a chance to be immersed in this and a chance to connect with things with an old sledding hill as well. So year-round fun that you can do that. A lot of recess time last winter was out every day utilizing that. So a chance to utilize the grounds and the nature trail. And specifically for this event, it'll be a chance just to go up there and just go for a simple walk that's designed for the preschool age. And so it can be fun with a parent or caregiver and their kiddo and just having fun just walking up and enjoying the beautiful tall pines, tall trees, and what's going to be a beautiful day.
So it's a good showcase just for people to come out and see whether their child